It's just
this is Solidarity Journal. Share in a common voice. Just might find your own.
To think that this was John Doe.
It's like the
You're listening to Solidarity Journal on WAZU 90.7 FM, Peoria's one and only Pacifica radio affiliate. I'm your host, Michael Perillo. On today's show, I sat down with Willie Crowder, Peoria man who has been battling with the city on keeping his duplex from being demolished. Find out why he sees this situation unfair and what he's trying to do to stop it. So stay tuned to Solidarity Journal on the front lines of radio resistance. Listening to Solidarity Journal on WAZU 90.7 FM, Peoria's one and only Pacifica radio affiliate. I'm your host, Michael Perillo.
I happened to purchase a property at 1419 Millman. At the time, I didn't know that it was going to be put up for a demo. Tell me that I can work in the house, but they won't let Silco put electricity to the house. They won't let Silco put heat in the house. Put the gas back to the house. I'm not asking them for nothing. All I want them to do is to leave me alone. Allow me time to do what I have to do. I'm a licensed plumber, 4 years of carpenter school. I was an electrician in the military. I can do my work. But now they're going to tell me.
The person who is speaking is Willie Crowder, a Vietnam War veteran and resident of Peoria, who has asked the city not to tear down a duplex that he has been working on fixing up since last year. Willie had purchased the duplex back in July, after it had been sitting vacant for 6 years due to damages from a fire. He bought it so he could fix it up and give it to his daughter, who is now in the military. He wants his daughter to have more stability on her return than he had after returning home from Vietnam. After listening to Willie at the city council meeting, I spoke to him at his home, a few blocks away from the duplex that is facing demolition. We sat at his kitchen table while he showed me letters from the city stating that the duplex is a nuisance and dangerous. When he originally bought the place, the city around the same time told him he needed to fix his own garage roof. While working on his roof, he aggravated a previous back injury that he got during Vietnam from being shot down from a 35-foot telephone pole since he was a lineman. This involved him having his third and fourth vertebrae injured. He was put up in bed for a few months to only later realize how bad his situation was for fixing up the duplex.
Are in a position where I cannot correct them. Mm-hmm. They turned the electricity off and took the gas off. They want me to repair the building with no electricity and no heat. And it's just something you can't do. The drywall compound will not set up if there's no heat. There's no heat. I don't want to work in a building where there's no heat, and I wouldn't want to pay anybody to work in a building with no heat. It's a financial barrier for me to attempt to do any work in that house without heat and without electricity.
Willie has almost everything that would put the house back in order. He has 50 sheets of drywall, the paint, the screws, brand new fuse box, and a few other stuff. He still needs supplies to help with the flooring. The cost, he believes, could range up to $8,000 or more of work just to fix the place up. He talked about other things that one needs to do just to approve his project of working on the duplex.
Well, I couldn't do work on the house until I made some money. I got an electrician. I got a plumber. They got the permits. I bought the material. They did the work, got it approved. But the city would not allow Silco to turn the electricity on because it was in demolition. But I wasn't aware that it was in demolition. And I don't know why they would have given me a permit to get the electrical in or do the plumbing if the house was going to be demoed. Well, they're going to demolish it if I do the work anyway. Only way they won't demolish it is if I get it totally remodeled. But I can't get it totally remodeled without electricity and without heat. Mm-hmm. So, between a rock and a hard spot. I've got 2 to 3 weeks, and if I haven't did anything that they would deem satisfactory within 2 to 3 weeks, then it can still be torn down. So no matter what I do, it still may not be deemed satisfactory.
I asked Willie how his morale has been with going back and forth at the city, being put in a catch-22 position.
Well, it's working on me. I'm not a guy that gives up easily. They really ticked me off, I tell you that. And that makes me want to work even more so to show them that it can be done. But on the other hand, if they demolish the building, they're going to charge me with between $5,000 and $8,000 for the demo, which I don't want it done. And they'd have to get that to my grave because I'm not giving them a nickel.
I asked about how he didn't know that there was a demolition to be ordered on the duplex. It appears that the city notified the previous owner, but not Willie.
Well, they sent him a notice to come to demolition court. But I never got a notice to come. I had signed a deed through the previous owner. It was mine, but not legally mine, through the court, through the deed. Registering the deed was not registered simply because I was laid up with my back because of the garage. So it took me a time to get a back in order. Then I went down, I got it registered. But by then, I went to court with the previous owner and put it in demo court. And he never contacted me, and neither did the city. I guess it wasn't the city's fault, no reason. They had no purpose to contact me. They was contacting the legal owner, and I can't fault them for that.
I noticed when we were driving here that there's a lot of other boarded-up homes, even one that looked like it had a lot of fire damage, too. It would seem kind of strange that they would go at your home first before these other homes that look like they're in complete, like they're falling apart literally outside and in.
Well, I'm the only one fighting against them. And they're going to show me that they're in charge. Because you think you own your home, but you don't. The city owns it. The city owns everybody's home. They can tell you what you can and what you cannot do. When it comes to the city, it seems like they're against the citizens. It's a fight, citizens against the city. And by the city being in charge, the city's going to win. Mm-hmm. I don't like fighting the city. I thought the city was in my corner. I thought they were, good people. Kind of find out, no, it's not a good old boy thing. but it's not good people. I don't understand why there's such a big issue about one sorry little piece of property that nobody thought about until I walked up. It was 6 years set empty. They didn't tear it down then. All of a sudden, I show interest in it, and now they want to tear it down.
I asked Willie what would happen if the city were to tear down the duplex.
I think a lot, and I've been thinking about what should I do. I was born and raised in this city. I kind of like it. But they really getting on my, they really getting my goat. And if they tear it down, I'll probably be leaving.
You know, a lot of people have been in your situation like this in Peoria.
I know a few, yes.
What did they do?
What did they do? Most of them gave up. They gave up and gave in to the city. I'm not one to give up. I never have been a give up guy. I don't give up easily. I'll fight to the bone, to the death. I will fight. I don't mind fighting. But sometimes, if you can't get some support, even in the big field when I was a kid, you know, you had to have another kid telling you, go ahead on, man. Go ahead. You can't just stop. I'm not a stopper. I don't quit. If they want that house, they're going to get it. But I'll find another one somewhere. I'll find another project to keep me motivated. Because motivation is my primary thing to keep me alive, keep me going. Motivation. Without it, I'll probably sit down and die.
Willie told me what the city was doing with the house before he started working on it and how he views their attitude towards the people of the south side of Peoria.
The only thing the city did was board up the garage because they filled it up with tires.
They used it as a storage for tires?
No, as a dumping site for tires. The city had to get those tires out of there and they boarded the garage up. That was it. But the house, nobody lived in it. It was boarded up. And when I saw it, I saw potential. So that's just the way it went.
Do you think the city pays much attention to this community?
Well, they pay attention to this. They don't pay any attention to the south side, I put it. I know where they don't pay attention. And you got some city councilman that is over the south side. He don't pay any attention. I'm looking at Peoria. If you are the rich, you get attention. Without you being rich, they overlook you. They overlook the citizens in the South End. Now, there's tax dollars that come into the South End, but never get there. And once we start to questioning the council members about the dollars, about the tax dollars that's coming into the South End, until we start questioning them, then we won't, there'll be nothing done. They'll keep going as usual, the good old boy syndrome. And I don't know who's scratching whose back, but the South End's not getting his back scratched.
No class, ain't got no friends.
Well, that does it for today's show of Solidarity Journal. If you want to hear more Peoria exposés, make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. to WAZU 90.7 FM, or go to radioforall.net and search for Solidarity Journal, where all the shows are archived. And make sure to go to WAZUFM.org for updates on the shows. So until next time, keep up the resistance. But what about God?